What's up, Boston? It's your girl, Anitza, and you're tuned in to Studio 88.9 for The Secret Spot, your home for R&B, soul, and slow jams 7 nights a week starting at 10 p.m. Now, listen, it's March, and it comes in like a lion and out like a lamb, and because it is Women's History Month, it is going out like a lioness, and tonight, we've got an artist who roars with soul. Big shout out to Samantha Ivory and to Mia Jordan for co-signing tonight's guest. Born in Kingston, Jamaica, and raised in Fairfax, Virginia, she grew up on gospel before falling for the powerhouse vocals of Whitney Houston. A Berklee College of Music alum, she's a singer, songwriter, vocal coach, and author. Boston, let's give a warm Secret Spot welcome to the incredible, soulful Toleith.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, Anitza. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for coming in studio. We're so excited to have you. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been singing for a long time. Yeah. I've been singing since I was 4 years old. From birth. My mother said I would listen to her hum, and I'll hum back. But my first actual lessons were at age 4. And I have just been singing ever since. It's music is my heart. It's my soul. It's my heartbeat.
Yeah, I get that. And I saw that you went to Berklee College of Music, and then we were speaking beforehand, and you told me that now you're a professor there.
I am.
How does that feel to be back?
It's surreal. Kind of like my life made full circle education-wise. Learning from some of the greats like Dennis Montgomery, III, and all that, and then coming back and seeing him and saying, hey, you know, I work here. And, you know, it's an awesome feeling. And it's fun. It's fun work. It's fun. Yeah.
So you have a song for us today. What are we starting off with?
We're going to start off with Truth Is.
All right. I love that. Here's Toleith.
Thank you.
Oh, oh yeah.
Let's get it.
Never been so unsure of what we had was not enough. I needed more. Gave you my time, gave you my love, but you never gave me yours. Insecurities, was something wrong with me? It was you all along. Let me count the ways you did me wrong. Your conniving ways and lies, I recognize it all. Insecurities. So I went through your phone, all your messages. Oh no, I didn't sign up for this. I didn't sign up for this. If I had a sleep, then it's better. No, I don't need it, 'cause the truth is. I like who I am. Waste of time. I could have had a better man. But what did I get? Only regret of mine. Nothing left but insecurities. So I went through your phone.
All your messages.
Oh no, I didn't sign up for this. I didn't sign up for this. Truth is, it's over. Hey. say if I had.
All right, and we're back at Studio 88.9. Talith, you've said that every live performance is an opportunity to connect with people in a meaningful way. Can you share a moment where you really felt that connection with an audience?
Yes, I can, actually. Right now, I've been doing these little intimate shows called Soul Sessions, and I do them at private locations around Boston. And this is a chance for artists to just come and share their intimate, their stories, things that they've been through, good and bad, and intertwine it with music. So it's storytelling and music. And when people experience these times, they come, some of them come tired, and they'll say, this is just what I needed.
Yeah.
Like, I feel peaceful. I feel free. I feel joy, I feel happiness. And so my mission is to spread love, to be honest. And so if I can do that and make someone come in and feel different than how they came in, if it was a negative feeling, I've done my job.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that. And so this next song definitely shows that, huh?
Yes.
All right. Yes. And what's it called?
Let It Go.
All right, here we go.
You are listening to a Nelly Pro Tools production. Music turned up high, vibes they feel so right, and I like, yeah, walking head up high. Look into the sky, it's so nice. The baggage that you wear, go ahead, leave it there. It's time to pack those blues away. Go ahead, dry those eyes. When the years you had to cry, know that love will take the pain. So let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Sun is shining bright as a warm air passes by, and I like, yeah. Walking by, smiling out of a high. It's so nice. No more masquerade. Go ahead, show your face. We hurt and then we mask pain. Bye to all the shame. Stop fighting, it's okay.
All that drama, let it go. If you don't, you'll find yourself sick with it, medic flow. We graduated from boys to men, so let it snow. From A to Z, we go alphabetic flow. Why? Because I said it so. But you still don't get it, no. Here we go. So I'm here just to let the critics know. You were supposed to keep it sweet and low like a diabetic, yo. Hitting like Riddick, but why you let it go? Let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah.
WERS's The Secret Spot. It's your girl, Anitza. I'm in Studio 88.9 with Talith. And so I wanted to ask you, you have a diverse musical background. You have gospel, neo-soul, jazz. How do you approach songwriting? Do you start with a message, a melody, or something else entirely?
It depends on entirely how I feel. Or it depends on the track. So sometimes a producer will give me a track, and depending on what the track is saying to me or makes me feel, it depends on how the words come out and the melody and the rhythms and all that. So it just depends on how I'm feeling at that time.
Yeah. And so this next track, what was like the thought process behind it?
The thought process was I was being ungrateful about where my life was. And I didn't feel like I was at a place in my life where I planned to be. Mm-hmm. But then when I started looking back at my life, I became grateful to God.
Yeah.
Really. This song kind of doubles as a love song to God, but also can double as your love song to your partner. Right?
Yeah.
So I became where it started off as ungratefulness. Like, oh God, I'm 47 and I'm not where I need to be. You know, it came to a place where I'm like, wait a minute. Wait, I've met so many great people. You know, I've spread love to so many people. So many people have been underneath my love message. And it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And I became thankful, you know, for my relationship with who I call my daddy, God, right?
Yeah. I love that. And so do you want to introduce this song to the audience?
Yes, this song is called Can't Deny. You can find it on all musical platforms right now.
So definitely check that out. Here's Talith with Can't Deny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We are back to the secret spot with Talith. Talith, your debut album is coming out next year. What can listeners expect and what do you hope they take away from it?
I always say that music is the vehicle in which people come to me. And I really want people to leave feeling at peace, feeling lighter, feeling uplifted. That's essentially what I want.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff going on right now. What's going on right now? It's so much stuff.
The world's
stuff
a little crazy.
On.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And so if you can get just a little bit of, you know, air to breathe.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
To say that it's okay a little. It's okay right now in this space and this time right now. I feel okay. And I thank God at where I am. I'm protected. I'm still here. And I can still smile, right?
Yeah. That's beautiful.
And I'm breathing. Every time I breathe, you know, I like to say this. Every time I inhale and I exhale, it's as if I'm saying Yahweh.
Yeah.
Thank you, God.
Yeah.
And I'm alive.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So I want to thank you so much for coming in studio and just being here with us. The Secret Spot loves highlighting, you know, local black and brown artists. And we just think that you're absolutely phenomenal. And so thank you for being in studio, especially during Women's History Month. We love having strong women. And so, you know, shout out to you, Talith. Keep
thank
doing
you.
Your amazing work. And make sure to check you out. You've been at like the BAMS Fest.
Yeah.
Are you performing anywhere else soon?
At my next soul sesh, I'm really, to be honest, trying to slow down a little bit with the lounges and things and really focus on the soul sesh. Just because I know that it's going to snowball into something very big and I want to put my time into that. Yeah.
And do you have a release date for the upcoming album?
I don't. But keep looking. Keep go to my website.
Yeah.
Go to my Instagram.
Plug it, girl. What's the website?
The website is Talith.com. Talieth. Or go to my Instagram. This is Talieth. That is my my little stamp. Go there. Check me out, man.
All right. I love that. Talith, thank you again.
Thank you.
And everyone, you are listening to The Secret Spot here on WERS.